Good evening. I would like to call this evening's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, adjourned September meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, are there any additions or corrections to previous month's minutes? Otherwise, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Q, all ayes. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So, second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Kulick. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Mr. Greider?
Aye. Oh, I'm sorry.
Could we put health and environment on the standing committee?
Well, we've now voted on it, but I can call on you for that. Yeah.
And you can put it under other business.
Okay.
Discuss it under other business.
Okay. Let's do it there. Thanks. Sorry, Judy. See you. Correspondence and communications, County Clerk.
I don't have anything.
Thank you. Special recognition. Mr. Purcell's now got 150 flavors of barbecue sauce, I think. Yeah. I told you I was going to recognize that. Citizens to be heard.
You did.
Executive session. Old vision. old business. Motion to reconsider approval of Public Safety Center. For a motion to reconsider, only those who voted no at the previous meeting may do so. Is there anyone who wishes to make a motion at this time? Records show there is no one. New business, approved resolution declaring May as Rain Barrel Month in Kendall County.
So moved.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. May have a motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and the Kendall County Forest Preserve District, Illinois, approving a refund of 2017 prorated taxes to the district for Pickerel Pigot Forest Preserve parcel number 05024000029 and the amount of $1,533.27.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Thank you. That passes 9-1. May I have a motion to approve opioid representation agreement entered into by the state's attorney on behalf of Kendall County and the law firms of Myers and Flowers LLC and Simmons Hanley Conroy LLC at no cost to Kendall County.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Thank you.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Nope. One more.
8-2.
Motion carries 8-2. May I have a motion to authorize Myers and Flowers LLC and Simmons Hanley Conroy LLC to pursue opioid litigation on behalf of Kendall County pursuant to and consistent with opioid representation agreement signed by the state's attorney on behalf of Kendall County.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Flowers. Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
8-2.
Thank you. Motion carries 8-2. Standing Committee reports. Finance Committee, Ms. Kulick.
I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount. See, I didn't bring my glasses again. In an amount not to exceed $873,099.33. Petit jurors in an amount not to exceed $1,725. Grand jurors in an amount not to exceed $233.42. And election judge claims in an amount not to exceed $51,768.71.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Is that a aye?
Aye. Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Okay.
Is that unanimous?
Yeah.
All right, that carried unanimously. And for this next item, Member Purcell has indicated that he wishes to recuse himself from this, and therefore under our rules of order, and by our, I mean the Kendall County Board rules of order, he shall be treated as though he is not here.
Okay. That said, I'd like to make a motion to approve coroner claims at an amount not to exceed $5,273.94.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Flowers. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries 8-1.
Okay. Mr. Purcell, would you like me to turn it over to you at this point? Would you like to continue, or you want
You're
me
doing well.
Okay. Great.
We're shooting for 17 minutes.
All right. I have no glasses on, but I'm fortunate ahead. I'm doing it. Approval of credit card for technology services. This is my motion to approve credit card for technology services director Matthew Kinsey with a limit of $5,000.
Okay.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
I called everybody.
Okay, thank you. Is it unanimous?
Yes.
That passed unanimously.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance abating the taxes levied for the year 2017, payable 2018 to pay debt service on general obligation bonds, alternate revenue source series 2010, 2011, 2016, and 2017 of Kendall County, of the County of Kendall, Illinois.
Second. Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion on this? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. Thank you. Admin, that passed unanimously as well.
One comment.
One thing, please.
Mr. Purcell.
Just an FYI, the committee will be conducting senior levy hearings 1 p.m. on Friday, April 13th. Well, it'll begin at 1 p.m. Friday, April 13th. Won't end at 1 p.m. We have, I think, 7 presenters.
Are there any new presenters this year?
None.
Are there any additional amounts required?
Yes, there once again is going to be requests for more. There are requests for, I don't know if it was $60,000 or $70,000 more than we have allotted, so there's going to be some discussions.
Thank you. Admin HR, Ms. Kulik.
I'm rolling continuously without these glasses. All right. I would like to make a motion to approve the part-time office assistant for the building's job description.
So moved.
Oh, that's fast. Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Flowers. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to approve part-time office assistant for zoning job description.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Purcell. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Affirmative.
There'll be quite a few of these. Just heads up, everybody. There's going to be quite a few of these coming because we're straightening out all the job descriptions. More to come.
All right. Animal control, Ms. Flowers.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the release of animal control executive session minutes from July 27, 2016, June 28, 2017, and March 28, 2018.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Purcell. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Committee of the Whole may have a motion to approve animal control, I know that the committee forwarded out the, what's the name of the ordinance?
Dog running at large.
The dog running at large ordinance. And I believe, and I'm only bringing it up because I want to make sure that the State's Attorney's Office is reviewing.
We just received it today.
Okay.
So we're going to work with Laura to update it and address all of the remaining issues that are outstanding.
So for those of you who were wondering if it was going to be on the agenda, that's why it is not. All right, so may I have a motion to approve the release of Committee of the Whole executive session minutes from 9/15/2005, 11/10/2011, 7/13/17, and executive session minute reviews from 4/11/2013, 10/13/2016, and 3/15/2018.
So moved.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. May I now have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Kulik. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special committee reports, KenCom Executive Board, Ms. Gilmore.
Yes, the next meeting is May 24th, and this is the annual meeting with the Ops Board.
What time?
5:30.
Thank you. Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority will not be meeting again until May. We have put in a request with the Kendall County Facilities Management Committee for some additional office space, and we've offered any staff members that need to come to any of the county board meetings while that is under consideration.
Historic Preservation, Ms. Flowers.
We are continuing to discuss participating in community events and then reaching out to several local commissions and preservation organizations to see if they want to partner with us at those community events in terms of booths and things like that. We are also working on the courses.
Great. Thank you. Chairman's report, I have nothing additional at this time. Is there a need for executive session at this point? Other business, Judy, I know you wanted to mention health and environment.
Well, we met on March 19th. The coroner was there and gave a report on the opioid crisis. And one thing that she said that's new is that their office is going to start toxicology tests on all deaths in the county to keep better track of the effects of opioids. And then Dr. Tokars also gave a fairly lengthy report on what the health department is doing on this topic as well. And one new thing that she told us was that there evidently is some new laws that require the doctors to, so that they don't do multiple prescriptions for opioids. So the doctors now have to do a report on what they're prescribing. So that it's, you know, they're, it prevents patients from going from doctor to doctor and getting prescriptions.
Okay, thank you. Citizens to be heard. You have 5 minutes.
Todd Miller, Yorkville. It won't take that long. Finance Committee, item 4, the abatement part of that. Would that add up to in real money? Equivalently, I mean, I won't hold you to it, John.
I don't, that honestly, off the top of my head, I don't remember. It's something we do every year. What that is when the bonds were passed for the expansion for the jail, we sold them as alternate revenue source bonds. And in order to sell those, you need to show a stream of money that is going to come in and pay for those. And we have said that the public safety sales tax monies will go towards that. And if you do not have the money in any particular year, the law requires that you actually levy the taxes. So We never planned on levying the taxes. We have plenty of money, but it's just one of the steps.
So so it's just a procedural thing. It's more
year.
Nothing real. Just
correct.
It's because of the alternate revenue source funding that you're required to do that.
Yes, sir.
Because usually when I hear abatement, that sounds like
something
back. And if I'm getting something back, I think you guys should be rewarded for it. And
well, you can reward me if you'd like.
And I just needed to understand what it was.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Questions from the press?
Yes, I have one. Jim Wyman, WSPY. What's the status of the public safety air conditioner? Is it going back now to bid? What's going to happen next?
Yes, it is at Facilities Committee, and that's where we're at. We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We are adjourned.